Apex Express, Asian Pacific Expression.
Hi, we are the Powerly Girls, host of Apex Express on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. I'm Miko Lee.
And I'm Jelena Keen Lee.
We're a mother-daughter team, sharing with you a few minutes of We Are the Leaders, Asian American Pacific Islanders activists of the past and present. And this is based on the Grace Lee Boggs quote, "We are the leaders we've been waiting for." Take a listen to some rule breakers and change makers working toward liberation for all of us.
Community and cultural coverage.
Music and calendar.
New visions and voices.
Coming to you with an Asian Pacific Islander point of view.
It's time to get on board the Apex Express.
We speak with Helen Zia, journalist, scholar, lawyer, activist, and Asian American civil rights icon.
We cannot overcome the COVID crisis or the pandemic of racism unless we come together. And so in the 1980s, what happened was Vincent Chin was killed for looking Japanese. He was a Chinese American. And what made even that racist attack and hate crime even worse was that his killers, who were two white auto workers, got off scot-free. Basically, they got probation and fines. And the judge said, in a city of Detroit, he said, these are not the kind of men you send to jail. You fit the punishment to the criminal, not to the crime. In other words, well, these two white guys don't have to go to jail for beating somebody to death. And then what does that mean about who should be punished in a city like Detroit, which was even then, you know, about 70% African American? So there was a large uproar throughout the city. People were just appalled, you know. All people of conscience, you know, said, what do you mean? You're going to let murderers, killers off scot-free? It's almost like we get the message every day that people can't come together. People are just too divided. Well, in fact, people do come together, and we've had many historical periods where people of very different backgrounds came together. And in the Vincent Chin case, you know, it was not only Asian Americans and that came together, and remembering that time in the 1980s, Asian Americans were not together. Vincent Chin was a Chinese American. The Chinese community had to come together with the Japanese community, which was being targeted. And, you know, the Southeast Asian and Filipino and South Asian, they were all separate. So the Asian American community came together in a pan-Asian movement, and so did the allies all around us. We knew that we were too small a community to do this on our own. The various African American civil rights organizations and churches came out. So all of that, just like any organizing, really took taking time to reach out to each other, to sit down and talk. And there would be leaders in different communities who would open that door for us. It was a very, very broad-based, multiracial, multicultural, united effort to try to do something that helped launch an Asian American civil rights movement. And we need that today very much, because it's, you know, Asian Americans are being targeted and blamed, but we also see all of the disparities in health, who's black and brown people who are making up many of the essential workers who are getting sick at a much higher rate and death. There was a Chronicle article that came out the other day saying that the death rate among Asian Americans also is among the highest of all of the different racial groups. And so what's causing that? Well, it's the systemic racism that has existed. And when people say we want to get back to normal, no, we don't want to go back to normal. Actually, the virus is showing us all the fault lines that we knew were there, but it really is a matter of life and death. The idea that we can't come together really has to be banished. It's part of the poison that keeps us from coming together, and was actively fomented actually from white supremacists, including in the White House, who realize keeping people divided is a way that they can continue and keep their power.
There have been times in our American history where we have fought back the Third World Movement in this, you know, building of ethnic studies programs at San Francisco State. And there's been so many others where people have come together. And what do you think about like this time right now of different people of color coming together and helping to reshape the American story? Do you feel that's happening? Is that something you can kind of read in the tea leaves based on your experience?
I do. I believe not only can that happen, but it must happen. Everybody is under siege, and it's very clear that none of us can solve this alone. No group, whether that's political, racial, you know, sexual orientation, gender, or political party, none of us can do it alone. It really is going to take everybody working together and to kind of, you know, tune out all of the noise that are aimed to keep us divided. Looking at American society, people of color in California, for example, are already in the majority. If we could unite, we would be in the majority. And then you layer on that the people of conscience from every color and walk of life, they're vastly in the majority, yet we haven't yet come together. And this crisis has to be a wake-up call for all of us. And, you know, California is one of about a dozen states that have already crossed that milestone. Within the next 10 years, the entire country is going to be majority people of color. And what does that mean? That means if we just tune out the messages that keep saying, oh, you're too divided, you know, the anti-Black views within the Asian community, anti-Asian views within the Black community, Black and brown versus yellow and white, and dividing, you know, having that narrative divide us continually is just serving that purpose to keep us divided. If we came together in what we have in common, we really are the majority, and we could really make some change. And we have to make change because people are getting sick and dying within our communities. That's the vision we have to hold on to. I do think we'll get there. We have done it before, many, many times in our history. So those are the lessons we need to draw from and seek out the unity that we really do have.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please check out our website, kpfa.org/program/Apex Express, to find out more about the show and to find out how you can take direct action. We thank all of you listeners out there. Keep resisting, keep organizing, keep creating and sharing your visions with the world. Your voices are important. Apex Express is produced by Miko Lee, Jelena Keenly, and Paige Chung. Thank you so much to the KPFA staff for their support.